Ramsey TV.
Glory is God's idea. It's not mine. Whom he calls, these he justifies. Whom he justifies, these he glorifies also. So, it remains for us to be glorified, lifted up. I don't know, shiny, gawked at, in awe by many. Oh, I didn't invent celebrity either. See, we tend to look at celebrity in this life and we think, well, that's to be shunned, that's worldly, that's unsavory. No. It's just that the wrong people are celebrities. People are celebrities like Kim Kardashian. She's a celebrity for having a big ass. You see, people are celebrities for the wrong reasons. Back in the day, oh, by the way, this is Martin Zender greeting you. Martin Zender is greeting you in the third person from Florida. Fort Lauderdale in particular. Now, Lazarus, see, he was famous. Why? Because he raised from the dead. If someone had raised from the dead, wouldn't you naturally want to, like, touch them or talk to them? Or it's like, my God, do you remember anything? And of course they won't, because the dead don't know anything. So the fame of Lazarus spread throughout the land. See, there's nothing wrong with that. It's part of our nature. After Jesus raised from the dead, Thomas didn't believe it. Jesus said, well, touch me, handle me. So it's like you touch this person and it's almost like, are you real? Are you real? The awe is part of being glorified, I think. See, I was going to make this talk about people being raised and glorified in the presence of their enemies. This is going to be great. This is the whole thing I've been talking about over and over again, about, like, how do you like me now? My template for that is Joseph being elevated in the sight of his brothers, right? His brothers come to realize that, oh my God, this is our brother that we sold into slavery. He's this great man, and they bow down to him, and they worship him, and they're fearing him and all that. And it's like, don't you think that was satisfying to Joseph? And don't get all spiritual on me. Oh, I would not accept such a thing. No, Joseph, it's part of the payoff, people. It's part of the payoff. We're going to be recompensed for this, and it has to do with glory. And included in glory is celebrity. Included in glory is awe. You see, God gives us celebrities now as a taste of our glory. You know, the camera's going off. The Hollywood premiere. It's just the wrong people now. But God says that we will all receive applause at the dais of Christ. What's a dais in the Greek? It's a raised platform. Like in the Olympics, the winner stands on the dais, gets the gold medal. A raised platform. Raised. Why is it raised? So all eyes can behold. It's fame. It's celebrity. And there's nothing wrong with it. Jesus himself said, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before the world was. Listen, glorify me. Oh, that's selfish. That's self-serving. Jesus Christ said that. Glorify me. There's nothing wrong with it. It's part of the process. I skipped a step earlier. Those he designates beforehand. These he calls, whom he calls, these he justifies, whom he justifies, these he glorifies. Three of the four of these things are already in our past. Designated beforehand, called, and justified. Now the glory is coming. The good part is coming. Did you ever want to be a celebrity? Some of you, no. Some of you said, look, I just want to crawl under a hole. Everybody leave me alone. Well, sorry about your luck. You're going to love it in the day. You remember, I talked about people coming back. I talked about us being snatched away to glory, coming back to this earth during the tribulation, showing up to our families who thought we were nuts. And it's like, how do you like me now? They're going to like you a lot. They're going to like you a lot at that time. Even, you know, you see hints of it of people in this life. Like the survivors from the Titanic. In fact, the last one to die, I think it was 1997. Name was Edith Haseman. She was 100 years old, and she was a teenager. So she was only one of the survivors that, there may have been two others around in 1997, but they were like 6 months old, 2 years old. They don't remember it. This lady remembered it. Wouldn't it be something just to be in the presence like of a person who was on the Titanic? On the Titanic. It's like, oh my God, you were on the Titanic. Oh, can I touch you? Is your hair still wet? Ooh, I smell the Titanic. Another one was Hitler's secretary. I saw an interview of Hitler's secretary, Trottel Junga. We look at these old newsreels, and Hitler seems so black and white. Like, did the guy really exist? It's so far in the past. But to see, like, a third-dimensional person standing in front of you who was Hitler's secretary. She was, like, in the bunker when, you know, the Russians and the Americans came in and squeezed Berlin. Wouldn't that be amazing, like, to be in the presence of that person? Oh, it's in the Natural History Museum of the Smithsonian Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C. There's a ring. It's behind glass. Of course, lights on it. It was a ring that belonged to one of the kings of Israel. I forget which one it was, but it's engraved. It was Omri or something. I don't know who it was. But, I mean, talk about bringing the scriptures to life. It was this three-dimensional object that survived from those days, a king that's mentioned in the Bible, a king mentioned in the scriptures, king of Israel, and here's his ring. The guy had this on his finger, and it's right there in front of you. You're looking at it. That's celebrity. That's glory. It's an object. I understand that, but it's under the lights, blue velvet, and it's okay to be amazed at it. It's okay to stare at it and like, my God, if this thing could talk. My God, if Trottel Junga could talk. Oh wait, she can talk. I saw her on a YouTube interview. Okay, so I'm telling you, this is coming for us. I want this to help you. I really do. And if you are a shy person, you don't want the celebrity. Sorry, but you're destined for it. So just allow yourself the thought that when it happens, you're going to be okay with it. Yeah, once it happens, you're going to be like, "Yeah, this is kind of nice." Of course it is. Of course it is. Think of this. You're talking about Lazarus coming back from the dead, right? People are like, oh my God, there's Lazarus. He was dead, now he's alive. That doesn't happen very often. Think of this. We are going to be survivors from the old earth. There are going to be generations and generations and generations born on the new earth in Eon 5. There are going to be new people populating that new earth. And they're never going to even have known the experience of evil. They're never going to have known, like, being in Adamic flesh. I don't understand exactly how things are going to be on that new earth in the fifth eon, but imagine someone visiting from the old earth. It's a Titanic survivor times a million. Okay? It's Omri's ring times a million. There will be a motorcade. Oh, yes, my friends, there will be a motorcade to touch someone from the old earth, someone who experienced what it was like to be subject to death. That's going to be a rare thing when there are billions of people being born on the new earth. It's going to be a rare thing to have come from the old earth and also to have experienced all that horror and pain. And those people won't understand it. They won't understand it. So there will have to be accounts told, books written. Not only that, but members of Christ's body. I mean, that's the contrast of having been on the old earth and then a member of Christ's body and then to visit these youngins on the new earth. Little whippersnappers. Yeah, whippersnappers. I mean, you are racking up a vast treasure of experience that is going to redound to your glory and your magnification and your standing amongst, not only the inhabitants of the new earth, but the celestial realm. They're going to want to touch us. They're going to want them. There's one of them. Like the Beatles. When people saw the Beatles, it's like, oh my God, there's one of them. I did the same thing. Ringo Starr was down the road here 3 years ago. I went to see him. I said, oh my God, there's a Beatle. The guy, that's Ringo. It's a weird thing. So, we're the Beatles of the next era. Even among the Celestials, because they never tasted death. They were never on the old earth. They were never part of Adamic flesh. And it's the amazing contrast of going from Adamic flesh to glorification. This experience will be ours. And whether or not you can handle it right now, you will be able to handle it. And I don't want you to think that it's an awful thing. I want you to enjoy the prospect of finally being done with this. Finally earning your stripes, earning your badge, being able to come back to your loved ones here who are going through the tribulation and say, how do you like me now? And then helping them out, of course, and then to be gawked at, to be longed for, to be elevated. Not by yourself. You're not doing this. God is doing it. And he set the template out, Romans 8, those he designated beforehand, these he calls, whom he calls also, these he justifies, whom he justifies, these he glorifies. Let him have his fun.